Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to Mama Shar's house, y'all. Be prepared to laugh, cry, pee your pants, or puke, as you just never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and find your frequency. Here's the woman of my dreams, Mama Shar.
Hey, I'm alive. Yay, welcome, y'all, to the quirky world of Mama Shar. First time to be on the air since the end of March. Wasn't planned that way, but my busyness and my illness, all those misses got me down in the month of April, but I'm back in the saddle again. Anyway, if I cough, I do apologize ahead of time. I'm going to try to muffle as much as I can not to interrupt my guest tonight or just absolutely gross you guys out. So my apologies ahead of time if that should slip out. But anyway, I'm so glad you guys showed up. I've missed you. I missed, actually, the show can be a pain in the butt sometimes, but I didn't realize I missed it so much until I didn't do it. So I'm glad to be back. I'm glad you're listening in, whether it's replay or live, whatever. We have got a fantastic show for you guys tonight. We got this woman who's not letting age bother her whatsoever. And I'm not talking about me, because y'all know that's my story, too. I'm talking about Margie J. Harding, mother of five grown and grandchildren, so many you could count more than two hands you need to count her grandkids. So she's going to be coming on and talking to us about her books that you can find on Amazon and her current blogs, and she just started up a new blog. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to see exactly what floats her boat, what gets her interested in writing at this age, and she's going to talk to us about that. Our musical guest is baby girl Julianne Marie. I must say probably late teens at best, singer-songwriter, gospel, and she has an album out. I definitely think you guys should go check her out on YouTube. It's Julianne space Marie, Marie space music. That's her YouTube handle. She's got some really cool songs going on. And, of course, at the end of this segment, we're going to answer an email I received on my hashtag AskMamaShar segment. And this was a doozy. She wants to go on a cruise with her girlfriends on the weekend of their fifth wedding anniversary. And he has and I'm putting my little quote signs up, a fishing trip planned for her that weekend. So she's wanting advice whether she should go with the girlfriends or go on the hypothetically quoted fishing trip with her husband. So y'all stay tuned for that, because I got some wise advice for her on that one. And let's see, what do I have today? Oh, I'll talk to you guys about Periscope. Have you heard about this new app? I think it was on the news today about possibly over that fight, those two guys that boxed this weekend, or didn't box this weekend from what I understand. Anyway, they were in the ring. There might be some copyright infringement going on with this little app, but let me tell you about it. It's called Periscope, Periscope. And it's a live video streaming app, free on iTunes. So it doesn't cost you anything. But here's the clincher. It's for iPhones and iPads only. They're working on the Android app, but right now it's just if you're in the iWorld. And it's kind of like a moving Instagram. You get to explore the world through someone else's eyes. It's free. And you gain followers much like Twitter. In fact, Twitter bought this app from the four little guys that developed it for $100 million earlier in 2015. So I enjoy it. I really enjoy it. I had the pleasure of getting on TMZ Live today, and a couple of kids out of Raleigh, North Carolina, a guy that was leaving his job in Minnesota to go to live in New York. So it's really funky. You know, it's like you get to choose what you view. But the thing is, you don't get to choose who who views you. So there's no limits for time frame. I think there's one guy on there even that people watch him sleep. I know, don't judge. We're not there. But, for 7 hours, I think, one day they watched him sleep. So there's no limits for videoing, and there's no limit to the viewers. You know, they're unlimited. So if you want 50,000 people watching you eat your macaroni and cheese, then you've got 50,000 people have the choice to watch you eat your macaroni and cheese. So, but again, the downside is once you put a video up there, you either let the world see it and watch the chat. You can, you know, X out the chat and they can't see the chat room. But, or you just delete the video. But you don't have that selection of friends versus that kind of deal. Although the similarities to Twitter is the followers and the verbiage. But the similarities to Facebook is you give hearts instead of likes. So, you know, you if you like something that somebody said or somebody posted, you tap your screen and little hearts come up. And actually that's how Periscope ranks the videos and puts them on the top is how many hearts that video got. So it's really important to the video person that's putting this out that the viewers interact, and that's how they interact instead of like, share, comment like we know with Facebook. So if you're a one-man show who likes to share and be the only one talking, but still get feedback from your viewers, go visit it. Check it out, Google Periscope app. Again, it's only for those iTunes and iPad, those iPhone and iPad users. But it's just a lot of fun. But again, you turn on your mic and you turn on your camera, and we know all about the security problems with that. But go check it out. Go check it out for sure. All right, well, that's my spiel on social media. So what I'm going to do is I am going to introduce our guest for tonight, our speaking guest, Ms. Marjorie J. Harding. Are you with me, baby girl?
I am here. Thank you.
Yay. Now, where are you calling from?
I'm actually in Tennessee.
Tennessee. How's the weather?
Gorgeous. Oh, my glory. It is absolutely beautiful here.
Awesome. We're supposed to get rain. In fact, we've already got our first squall coming through, but they're saying like for the next 6 days, like 60 and 70%. So we're looking for five to six inches, they're telling us, over the next six days.
Oh, horror.
So,
that's awful. That's a lot.
You know, but it's probably my fault. I mowed my weeds yesterday. You know, that old thing about you wash your car and it rains.
Yes.
Well, I did. I mowed my weeds down yesterday. So,
Charles washed the truck today. It'll rain.
Oh, there you go. So between Charles and me, we did it.
Rain's good.
All right, well, let me give you a little introduction here. Let me tell my listeners who Margie Harding is. She is a born-again Christian and a wife to Charles, mother to five grown children, grandmother to 14 grandchildren, a loyal friend and writer, published author, and while not currently enrolled in any formal school environment, she is a perpetual student in a variety of different subjects. She enjoys reading and learning new things. When not writing or reading, you'll likely find her quilting. She currently has two blogs that she posts routinely, weekly. One is primarily Christian, called Heart Song. And that's at margiejharding.blogspot.com. And her latest one is a daily thread, which you can find at Margie Harding. That's margiehharding.com. But you guys can always go on blogtalkradio.com/Mama Shar, and I've got her link in on the episode info. So if I missed y'all up with that one right there, then, my apologies. But welcome, 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 Miss Margie Thank with the G. You. Thank you for being on the Quirky World of Mama Shar.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're here. And I love your intro because I'm a godly woman too. I'm a born-again Christian, and I am a mother of two grown children and only one grandchild, and I think that's going to be where our legacy stops because I can't seem to talk to kids and having babies in their 40s, you know? So I'm living vicariously through someone who has 14 grandchildren. I'm telling you, Christmas must be awesome.
And yeah, it's pandemonium at our house at Christmas time. We've actually got our 15th grandbaby on the way, and we have one son that is not married yet. So, yeah, we're not
done
yet.
Oh, so you still have a lot to go.
Yes.
You can hit 20.
Yes. Yes, we really
All right.
Good.
Well, but before we get in to everything, I have a music break where I introduce original music. And so before the music break, what I'd like to do, because you're so well-rounded in so many different areas, I'd like to talk to you before the break about your works as a published author, and then after the break, about your blog and your upcoming projects. Are you cool with that?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think it just kind of segregates what you're doing, because you're doing two different sides of the walls here, so I really want to get into this. So, besides being the matriarch of this large family, what do your readers need to know about the person behind the pen?
Well, I think probably the most important piece of information about me that readers should know is why I write at all, especially I'm a late bloomer in the sense that I didn't start until I was probably near 40, writing, that is. But I have a passion about wanting to make a difference in people's lives. I have a very, very real desire to do something good and worthwhile, and this is the way to do it. And that's my claim to fame. That's so simple and in a nutshell.
Well, and I, you know what, I can resonate so much because mine too. You know, I'm 63. Mm-hmm. And did not become a published author until I was 63. So it's like, or right before my 63rd birthday. So I still get it. I get where you're coming from. But now that you have more grandchildren than you can count on two hands, and I find your books are geared toward children and teens, can we assume that your precious lineage is your muse for your books?
Well, that's probably a fair question, but honestly, I have a desire to reach all ages, which is built in the Advent book, which was written to reach families. And typically, Advent books are either for the adult or for the child. Mine is literally for the family. Every day is something for the adult, the child, and the family. So in that regard, not so much. But I have a novel that is finished, and that's for women. That's about being more than a mom. It was my college experience. I have some journals out there that I'm getting ready to, I'm finishing up on, and a whole list of other projects. So it just happened that aside from the Advent book, by God's design, the picture books and teen books were published first. But there's a lot of other ways to reach folks. And while my kids and grandbabies certainly are a wealth of information and ideas, honestly, I'd like to reach all the ages. If God allows me to do that, then I'm happy as a clam with that.
Awesome. Well, it's not like you don't have a lot of experience when you write children's books and things like that, right? I mean, you've got a lot of things. So what inspired your first published piece? Was it a Bible puzzles that I saw?
No, actually, well, as far as books go, my first published piece probably was a short story for about a child. And it was about a child that was misunderstood and ended up forming a relationship with a senior citizen, and I related to that. And it was called Mrs. Willoughby's Mistake. So if you're talking about a short story, then it would be that. Now, my first big project, yes, would have been the puzzle book, the one that was published in 2000.
Yeah. Well, did you create the puzzles, the content in those books?
Yes, I did. I received a phone call, actually, from an editor for the first one in the 2000, And they just asked me to write a big, write a book of puzzles for Bible puzzles. And I went to work and I came up with a theme of going from Genesis through Revelation. And that one did really well. And then I got contacted in 2006, same idea, but they did have topics, which included people of the Bible, and I did crosswords and a Bible trivia. And there I created the content. Puzzles for me are just fun to create. The most difficult part about writing those is putting them in the computer. I don't use a template, and I try to keep the puzzles as creative and unusual, stressing unusual there, as possible, so it can be challenging putting them in a Word document. The person doing the publishing has to use some creativity with my notes about what I want for the puzzle. I mean, I may use a speedometer, or I may use wind speed, or the depth of the ocean, a lot of different things just to keep it different and varied. So when the puzzles are written for like a fifth grade education, but sometimes they're easier than that. So, yeah, they're challenging, and I just enjoy doing that. That's just fun.
Do you do crossword puzzles and that kind of stuff? Are you a puzzle person?
Honestly, I probably shouldn't admit this, but no. I love to create them. But to do them just for fun, no, it doesn't happen. And my daughter is my checker. So when I do my puzzles, after I've got them in the computer, I hand them to her and I'm going, okay, Beth, check. And sometimes she understands me. We get really well. We're a lot alike, so she can follow my train of thought. And there have been times when I have, because of how complicated I made it, I lost me. And I'll hand her the puzzle, and I'll say, Beth, where was I going with this? And she can usually figure it out. But honestly, as much as I enjoy creating them, just to do them for fun, not so much. It's just not my – I'd rather sit down with a quilt and do something constructive than do a puzzle.
Wow. Wow. You have officially intimidated Mama Shar, and that is so hard to do, I'm telling you. You know – but it's like I'm not a puzzle. I'm a trivia, a head game kind of person.
Okay.
But crossword puzzles and stuff like that, no, no.
I just enjoy it. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. So I, you know, when I saw that, it's like, okay, I want to know, did she copy and paste? Because
no.
I'm a Googler. I research a lot, you know. So it's like, did she copy and paste? So yeah, that's it. So what took you from puzzles to Christmas Countdown, creating 25 days of new Advent traditions for families? And I was taken back in your introduction of this book, because you write, each day of Advent includes a suggested scripture, reading with a key verse, questions to reflect on, and a fun activity that can be done as a family. And so what I'm gathering is this is like a 25-day Christmas tradition that you want to start within family. So what is that the purpose for your book, to start new traditions?
In a nutshell, that's true. I think, again, this was one of those projects where someone contacted me and said, you know, I have this idea, and I wasn't the only one. Again, there were several of us, and my sample for this one didn't work either, but I had invested enough time in it, and it started that I had my outline, and I went on with it. But my purpose to completion, honestly, was the idea that we all prepare for Christmas, no matter what our faith, and well, mostly at least. I mean, not the Jewish faith so much, but even from a secular perspective, we still ready our homes, our lives are focused around Christmas, the entire month of December, sometimes even in November. But we've gotten so lost in all the materialism that now seems to be Christmas. And it's time that we really see what Christmas is about. You know, it's not about the stuff. It's about the Christ child. It's about the Savior of the world, and especially from a family perspective. And like I mentioned earlier, most of the Advent material is either geared for the child or for the adult. And I didn't want that. I wanted something where it becomes unified as a family, because I think our family, the family is being just killed. I mean, in so many ways,
yeah.
It's just breaking down. And I wanted something that would bring it together. And this does that. And it does it every day, which is kind of cool.
I think that's awesome. And you're right. I think the family unit has been stretched. We've got a lot of single parents. We've got a lot of step parents involved. And not that that's a bad thing. It's just that when you've got a mixed family, two marriages, a marriage coming together with two different families, this is a good start to start the tradition for them.
Yeah, so I hope it makes a difference. That's the goal. I want to be able to make a difference, a positive difference, not something horrible, but a positive difference. That's the whole,
right.
That's the whole thrust of my writing. It truly is.
Well, that's awesome. Now, in there, like the Jewish Hanukkah and on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Is there gift giving in your book?
Yes, there is gift exchanging within as far as some of the events. Yes, and like I said, it's not probably geared for a Jewish family, although they could certainly use it. For the Protestant faith as opposed to the Jewish faith. But
awesome. Well, I'm gonna have to get that. I'm gonna have to get that.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so you wrote the Christmas book. And then your very next book has nothing to do with Christmas. It's A Daily Moments with God, A Girl's Guide to Christian Living, book number one, which leads me to believe there will be a book number two. So why did you feel compelled to write about a teenage girl?
Well, first of all, there is actually a book two already, and it's already out there. They were actually simultaneously, and for whatever reason, book two did not show up on the internet right away. But there is book one and book two, and part of the reason for that is it was written as one book, but as one book it was way too long, so we had to split it into two. Again, same thing as kind of what happened before. I had an editor contact me along with quite a few others who had written for them before saying he wanted this kind of book. Write us a sample and he'd choose the one he wanted. Well, my sample didn't make it. And again, because of the way that I write, I guess, because of the time I had invested in it, it was a project I decided I was not going to stop. And I believe that the project absolutely had merit. Our young people are facing perilous times, and it's not getting any easier for them. And the book is designed as a guide through tough but daily situations our young girls face. And I've got a lot of little granddaughters. I mean, I know what, even with our girls growing up, it's just tough, and it's harder now than what it was when we were kids. And
yes,
there's a lot of things that kids deal with in school and with friends and just about who they are in general that really confounds them. And I think rather than trying to come up with some psychological thing, I think the Bible is where you're going to find the answers for their issues. So that's kind of why I wrote the book.
Why not teen boys?
Well, honestly, I had never thought about writing one for boys, and it's funny because I have two sons. And I actually have more grandsons than I have granddaughters. And I honestly hadn't thought about it. I won't say that I wouldn't consider it. There's certainly plenty of basis to work from. It's something to think about. I just hadn't gotten there.
I gotcha. Well, and I was raised in a foster home where the boys outnumbered the girls 3-1. And then I married into a Choctaw family, which is very masculine, and I had two boys and a grandson. So my first thought when I saw that was, well, where's the one for the boys? I know there's boys problems out there. So
yeah.
I would love for you to consider it because I think it would be well received.
I will.
I think you would. All right, well, it's time for our music break. And so I'm going to mute your mic. And you have about 4 minutes. You can go pee, wet whistle, do whatever you need to do, and come on back.
Okay.
And then when we get back, we're going to talk about your two parallel but yet specialized blogs that you write every week, and then your upcoming projects. Cool with that?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to mute you now. We're going to listen to some music, and then I'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
All right. There you have it. You guys come on back after the music break. We're going to talk with Margie J. Harding. That's Margie with a G. Jay Hardy about her blogs. She's got some really interesting blogs. You guys don't want to miss that. Right now we're gonna listen to a little song. It's called Joy by Julianne Marie. And again, like I said at the beginning of the program, Julianne looks to be late teens. Very talented songwriter. I highly, highly recommend that you check her out on YouTube, Julianne Marie Music, all one word, or I've got a link on my episode info. You can also find her album at cdbaby.com/CD/Julianne Marie. So Julianne is J-U-L-I-A-N-N-E-M-A-R-I-E, Julianne Marie. So you guys sit back. We're going to listen to Julianne. I might have to adjust the volume a little bit, but hopefully not. But you guys be blessed. And come on back after the music break.
Yeah.
There you guys have it. Wasn't that cool? Joy from Julianne Marie. Again, Julianne. Middle name, Marie. Marie. Google her. Go on YouTube. Check her out. Buy her album. Support her. She's a good little, you know, Christian girl coming up and trying to make a difference in the world. So you guys, go support her. All right, we are back with Margie J. Hardy. Margie with the G, J. Hardy. And are you back with me, baby girl?
I'm here. I'm good. Thank you.
And I don't know why I want to put a J in there. Now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever met a Margie with a J.
It's a pretty way to spell it.
I
never thought of that, but it works for me.
Yeah. Well, before the music break, we talked about everything you had done, and you're not just a published author, puzzle extraordinaire. You're also a writer, a blogger as well.
Yes.
And when I was doing my research for the show, I went on your first blog, which is Heart Song, your Christian blog, and that's at margiejharding.blogspot.com, margiejharding.blogspot.com. And I loved the blog. I loved, you know, your content. It rocks. But the one thing that stood out to me was your first blog on Heart Song was December 31st, 2012. Why that date?
Well, I'll be very honest with you. I think, honestly, that the blog started before then. I tried to go back and find when it started, and I couldn't find it either. I think the blog actually started in the summer of that year. So I don't know where the others went. They're probably lost somewhere. But actually, when that was started, my son was the instigator on that. I had been talking about writing one and toyed with the idea and kept putting it off out of fear, you know, out of fear of failure, fear of the lack of interest, that, you know, for readers, my lack of ability, being not qualified, all those kinds of things. And he was a computer tech. He got it all formatted and ready and then said, well, Mom, you're up and running. And I've been writing it every week ever since. So that's kind of how it got started. If he hadn't started it for me, I don't know that, well, I won't say I wouldn't have gotten it done, but he kind of got it rolling, and I'm grateful to him for having done that.
That's a God nudge. That's what I call God nudges.
Yes,
when God
absolutely
uses people and circumstances to get you to go in the direction he's been trying to get you to go in all that time. You know, it's like, okay, well, I'll bring in the kid, right? The kid will do it. You know, she's not listening to me. So, okay, so when you had, what was your purpose? I mean, when you first sit down to write that blog, what was your purpose then, and do you still have the same now all these years later?
The purpose is still very much the same. That blog is my heart, which is honestly why I call it Heart Song. I have a great desire to share the message of Christ, and it's in this format I'm most comfortable doing it. And I'm just grateful that I'm able to pen, you know, what God lays in my heart that other people are interested in.
That's so awesome. Well, I do enjoy that. I mean, and you can tell, I can, as a reader, it's felt. And as a writer, you know what I mean. It's
yes,
like,
I do. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's like, I can tell you that your words are felt, you know.
Thank you.
And, but I did notice, now, did you start Daily Threads on March 31st this year?
Not 2015.
Or was it sooner?
The reason I know it's not 2015 is because I just wrote, I was telling my daughter today that I just worked on 100, and I do two of them a week. So it's, you know, you split that up, that's whatever the math is. There's
so Daily
more than
Threads,
March
so
this
Daily,
year.
Daily Threads has been on for a while then.
Yes, because like I've written 100
okay
of them, and like I said, it's been 50 weeks, so just over a year, or not quite a year,
okay,
I guess. Not quite a year.
I got you. All right, and Daily Threads is over at margiejharding.com, that's margiejharding.com.
Yes.
But I was very intrigued because your blog over at Heart Song very Christian-based, talk about Christ and God. But when I went over to the Daily Threads, the only mention of Christ was your Easter blog. So what's your purpose for Daily Threads?
Okay. I write Daily Threads for a larger audience, both the believer and the non-believer. The content situations in Daily Threads can affect everyone every single day. But the goal is also to reach those who aren't necessarily believers, but will perhaps catch the faith-based undertones. And yes, I do hope that the reader will, from those things which I consider daily threads of our lives, which are those things that happen every day, will be led to the Christian blog and hopefully, ultimately, make a difference in their lives as well.
Okay, and I noticed there was one shared experience that you had with some satanic worshipers, but you kind of put it a little different spin on it, on, you know, Heart Song and then Daily Threads. So
yes.
will you be using this same strategy with Daily Threads as you go along? Will you be planting, like you said, hoping the seeds? Will you be planting these seeds using these same experiences but in a different way?
Well, you know, I don't know that I've thought about doing that, so that's not usually the plan. That particular topic just really, really struck me, and I was able to use the information on both sites. Will it happen again? Possibly, and you're right, it would be a really neat way. I'll be very honest with you. I don't know that I've ever thought about deliberately planting a seed in Daily Threads to carry over to Heart Song. That would be neat if I would think it through to do that. But typically, the blogs are written totally individually. Like one is one and one is the other. And what's really interesting, just this week, I actually started a third blog. Now, I don't know if it's open to the public, and I say that because I was asked by the chaplain at Dollywood here in Tennessee to write a devotional blog for the employees of Dollywood. So, it's more of a bit, and they have over 3,000 employees there. So that was kind of cool that I was asked to do that.
Awesome.
And that will be, again, a Christian blog, but with a Smoky Mountain kind of background. So, again, the ambiance of that blog will be different from even Heart Song and Daily Threads. And is it difficult to keep them separate? No, not so much. I have a schedule that I follow, literally, not figuratively, to keep the rotation going. And for the most part, I'm able to keep it separate. But like I said, there are topics, and I think it's happened more than just on the satanic one, because the satanic one really rattled my cage.
Yeah.
And in fact, I had one person respond, and she was telling me how she had gone to a mystic and had helped. This mystic had helped her get pregnant, and my response to that was, I would have run from that situation. It would have scared me silly. But, the idea of working, even if it was just occasionally, honestly, is a good idea to be able to drop that seed that would carry over to the blog, to Heart Song. But typically, it's not designed that way. I said, will it happen again? Possibly. It'd be kind of cool if it did, but like normally it isn't my thought process.
Well, but see, you hit the nail on the head. It rattled your cage. So
it was
something that was so convicting to you that you couldn't help but let it flow. And that's what a good writer does. You know, it's like when you step outside of the ego and write from your heart. And that both of those, you know, that very passionate to you. So, you have any kind of advice that you could give to our listeners that would make them run to Amazon to buy your books and to follow your weekly blog post?
Well, I think this is kind of my philosophy for what it's worth. We've all been placed on this earth for a reason. My life, and therefore my writing, is designed to make a difference. We are all accountable for those things we do or we don't do. And as a Christian, I take the gift God gave me very seriously. God gave me the ability to put words on paper that other people at least seem interested in. So it's my goal to share words people find encouraging, challenging.
Well said. Well said. So what can we expect from Margie with a G, Gay Hardy, in the future?
Well, more picture books, absolutely. That's a given. And my novel called More Than a Mom will be out eventually. And again, it's about my college experience, because I didn't go to college until I was in my 40s, almost 50 years old. So I was a late bloomer there. I didn't go to college until my last one went to college. So, you know, the challenges that come with all that, and the idea that for to encourage a woman not to give up on her dreams. I'm working on a prayer journal, a Christian woman's journal. I got a Christmas play written that hopefully will come out. And one thing I'm really, really excited about, and this is will be a work in progress for a spell, but it's a series called The Christian Adventure, and it includes, that's for the adults, and it includes a parallel teen study as well as puzzle books that will also be in the same study, so that the study could actually be independent. The books could stand on their own, but if a family wanted to use them as a group, as a unit, then they could. And it's a series of four books, at least tentatively, that's where I am, of four of each. It'll be four adult books, four teen books, and then four puzzle books. And I said, puzzle books are just fun to write. I have a puzzle book that I did on Israel. We were there a few years ago, and I did an entire puzzle book on that. I've done a puzzle book on the Christ, on the life of Christ. So there's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of stuff that I didn't even mention that I've got going. And I write like I quilt. I have, you know, a mess of projects going at once. Don't ask me why. I can't answer that intelligently. I probably
can't
have it all five kids.
Yeah.
With having that many children, you have to work in spurts.
Yeah. So once you get on a project, you don't get off.
Well, like I don't get off of it. I don't stop it. Right. I don't stop it, but I may start another. And so I may have half a dozen things or more going at a time.
I think this is great. I think it's a multitasking gift that people too. No, that can juggle that much, because people, I resonate, you know, at 63, I plan to live another 60 years if God's willing, you know.
There you
and
go.
So I don't want to sleep half my life away. I want to make a difference, and now that I'm widowed, I have no one but me, and so my day is filled just like you were talking. It's like, okay, I'm getting my LOA certificate, and I'm doing this, and I'm writing this book, and that's all I know to do. That really, I don't know, it motivates me for more life, is the best I can say. So it's great to be a compadre here that is a seasoned writer and mother, grandmother, puzzle extraordinaire. I'm telling you. I hope that you come back and visit with us when you get back on Amazon, and let us know what else is in your life.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I'd love to.
Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure, baby girl, and we look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Thank you very much. It's been a nice evening. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, there you have it. Margie, M-A-R-G-I-E, J Harding, H-A-R-D-I-N-G, Googler. Follow her on Facebook. She's got a Facebook page, author Margie Harding. So go follow her. Keep abreast of what's going on with her life. And again, you can get her. She's got two blogs that rock, margieharding.com and margiejharding.blogspot.com. Again, her books are on Amazon. All right. What else? Oh, I forgot to tell you at the beginning. April 1st, God laid on my heart, March 6th, to do the five steps of to help change your life in the law of attraction. And basically, it's you give three things that you're grateful for every day for 30 days, or you can move for 15 to 45 minutes every day, or you can meditate for 3 minutes every day, or you can write a thank you note to someone that has inspired you, or you can write down what you loved about yesterday. Well, I went and decided to do all five for all 30 days and got 160 people from 22 continents to join me on my 30-day quest, and about 20% of the participants posted actively daily for 30 days, and lives were changed. So I'm going to start doing it again, even though we're still continuing. Some of us, like 10 or 15 of us, just couldn't let go of it because it has transformed our lives so much to do all five things every day. And it's quicker than you think. So we're going to start it back up officially June 1st. So if you're interested in joining our Facebook group, Change Your Life, Five Ways in 30 Days, and I can guarantee you results if you do them, hit me up, MamaShar.com, or on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, at MamaShar Blessed. I'll add you to the secret group. Yeah, it's so secret you can't even find it if you search for it. But it rocks, y'all. So anyway, I forgot to tell y'all that at the beginning with my social media. So y'all write that down. Change Your Life, Five Ways in 30 Days. So anyway, now we're going to go to the end of our show, and we're going to do our segment, hashtag Ask Mama Shar, where I take emails from private messages, from social media, and emails from my website, MamaShar.com. And this one is, I think we all can resonate and identify with, so let's go. It says, Dear Mama Shar, my husband and I are nearing our fifth wedding anniversary, and I want to take a cruise with my girlfriends on our anniversary, but he has made plans for me to go with him on a fishing trip. He said he has special plans. How do I tell him I don't want to celebrate with him, but go with my girlfriends? Annie from Albany, Wisconsin. First of all, I have to say, Annie, I guess if you're in Wisconsin and you get a chance to go on a cruise, I could see why it would be a dilemma. Fishing trip, cruise. But I need to declare this is a special occasion. This is an anniversary. This is something between you and he, okay? So first of all, you need to somehow make sure it really is a fishing trip. And that's not just some covert, you know, code word for a special romantic getaway. I don't know how you can do that, if you can do that, but that would be the first thing I'd do, make sure that he's really planning on packing those fishing poles, right? Secondly, being married 42 years, I can tell you communication is always the key. Don't go behind his back and trying to make him mad so that y'all have a fight, so he goes one way, you go the other way. Don't do that. Don't play those games. Be honest. And I mean, like, after you've already determined this really is a fishing trip, all right? But talk to him. Explain how it would be nice to spend quality time with him and not competing with a fishing pole and mosquitoes. And that you have this opportunity, and you live in Wisconsin, but you get to go on a cruise in a big ocean, lots of water. Oh, you got the Great Lakes up in there. But anyway, so, I mean, communicate with him. You know, maybe you guys can do a different weekend to celebrate number five, which, by the way, congrats. Most people don't even make it that far anymore. You know, but this is all about communication. That would be my first thing I could tell you that people go wrong in their relationships is they try to play games and they don't speak from their hearts and they don't think about their partner and how it's going to make it. Now, if you somehow, in your search, you're snooping, and let's say you find some tickets to Dollywood. I'm just on the phone with Margie Hardy, who lives in Tennessee. And you're thinking, cruise, Dollywood, maybe it's not a fishing trip, but it's still not the trip that I was hoping I would get, you know. At some point, baby girl, you're going to make sacrifices, you're going to make compromises in this relationship, and this may be one of them. Only you have that answer, though. So anyway, I hope you like what I said. If you don't, I don't care. You wrote to me. So anyway, Annie from Albany, Wisconsin, either enjoy your cruise. I hope you catch a bunch of fish. You be blessed. All right, y'all, that's all I got for right now. Before I check out here, I'm going to ask everybody, please pray for our nation. We've got elections coming up. You know, there's going to be a lot of campaigning going, a lot of mudslinging, a lot of lying. Pray for discernment. May God give you the wisdom to know what is truth and what is propaganda. So this situations that's going on with our police officers, pray that God gives the police officers discernment and respect and the citizens discernment and respect for the law. It's not a cut and dry thing to where this one's wrong and this one's right. Truly, truly, our nation is at war amongst ourselves, and this doesn't help the terrorists any less. Whenever we start fighting amongst ourselves, they're easy to infiltrate the camp whenever there's a dissension. So pray for our nation. Don't ever forget. And as always, play nice and remember to love your neighbor as yourself. Y'all be blessed, and I'll be talking to you next week. Thanks for dropping by. Good day.